Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Cella. Dr. Sahil Mehta is on the line with me today to speak about making the most of your medical shadowing experience. Dr. Mehta is the founder of MedSchoolCoach.com and is nationally known as one of the premier experts in medical school admissions. He graduated summa cum laude from Columbia University in New York City with a Bachelor's of Science in Civil Engineering. He finished his degree with the highest GPA in the Civil Engineering major. He is accepted to 3 of the top 10 medical schools in the country and chose to attend the University of Chicago Pritzker School of Medicine, where he graduated with research honors. He then trained in medicine and surgery at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, and then was a clinical fellow at Harvard Medical School and resident at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Harvard Medical School. He then completed a vascular and interventional radiology fellowship at Massachusetts General Hospital. Academically, he has presented his work at multiple national meetings, including the Society of Interventional Radiology and Radiological Society of North America, and has been published in multiple peer-reviewed journals. He has a clinical interest in interventional radiology treatment for cancer patients, women, and emergency situations. At Harvard Medical School, Dr. Mehta was part of the senior teaching faculty for the core radiology clerkship as a resident. He is currently on staff at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in the Division of Vascular and Interventional Radiology, where he sees a complex array of patients requiring interventional procedural services. He currently holds an academic appointment on the faculty of Harvard Medical School as an instructor of radiology. Sahil's been involved in admissions, consulting, and tutoring for years. As the founder of Med School Coach, he has a hand in thousands of medical school applications. His experience helping applicants of all types navigate the admission process is unparalleled. Sahil, welcome, and thank you for taking time to speak with me.
Thanks so much for having me, Veronica.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So let's just jump right into our discussion about medical shadowing. What advice do you give right away to students to maximize their time spent shadowing a medical professional?
So there's so much to talk about here, and you know, as a pre-med, which many of your students are, and as pre-meds interested in medicine, obviously a lot of them are following around doctors, both in the United States as well as abroad through programs like Acela. And there's a lot to. First of all, shadowing is super important when it comes to a few different aspects of the medical school application process. The first thing and the foremost thing I say is that shadowing for a student is how they know if the field is really for them. You know, if you go into a shadowing experience and you realize, I don't like this, I don't like seeing patients, I don't like working this hard, I don't like this interaction, then medicine is not for you. And so the first thing that I want every student to take from a shadowing experience is, hey, is this really what I want to do? You have to do that. You have to be able to evaluate through any shadowing experience if medicine is for you. So before you even think about how it's going to look on your med school application, I want to make sure that every student kind of understands the best thing that they can do while shadowing is answer the question, is this really for them? And if it is, that's great, and that's exactly what we'd love to hear. But for some people, it's not. So, you know, for those who shadow and decide, you know what, this isn't really for me, that's totally fine. You know, it's something that I think a lot of people aren't willing to say. But if you really think about it and say it, you're going to save yourself a lot of grief in going through the med school application process and medicine in general. So the first thing I would say is really make sure that you are taking the experience and making sure that you like it and you like what you're seeing. Then the question comes up is sort of how to maximize it. You know, how do you make the most of it? And I think there's a couple of different ways to do this. The first I would say is really keep your eyes open. You know, you want to be able to observe and see everything that's going on. And don't worry about just seeing the super cool patients. And don't worry about just seeing the super complex patients or even the super complex surgeries. You know, the simple things are sometimes what makes medicine go. I mean, that day-to-day is a simple patient encounter. And you should be able to walk into the room with the physician that you're shadowing and see what they do on an everyday basis, not just what they do in that really awesome emergent setting, which is super exciting, but really in every single setting, because that's, again, how you're going to prove that it's really for you. From the student's perspective, I think that you should obviously, you know, be respectful to the patient. I think it very much helps the physician and the patient when you introduce yourself. My name is X, and you know, I'm here just shadowing along and learning a little bit more about medicine. I hope you don't mind. Something as simple as that, and talking to that patient ahead of time like that when the doctor first walks in, really puts the whole room at ease. I think it'll actually show the doctor that you're working with just how dedicated you are and how mature you are as an individual. Contrast that to just sort of simply standing in the back, kind of standing awkwardly at the door where you are in an awkward situation, the patient's now in an awkward situation. You don't want to be in that situation. I think be outgoing. Introduce yourself. Again, you know, my name is so-and-so. I'm learning a little bit more about medicine. I hope you don't mind if I observe Dr. So-and-so while he examines you or while she examines you. Having that introduction, I think, is huge. The next thing is really being able to ask intelligent questions of the person you are shadowing without being annoying and getting in the way. And that's always kind of the tricky part, right? So you don't want to be the student who asks every single question and asks, you know, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Because at that point, the doctor might get a little annoyed at you. Remember, the doctor who you're shadowing is undoubtedly a very busy individual, has to see many patients, has many responsibilities, and really low on their totem pole is probably sort of you shadowing them, but they've graciously accepted you as a shadow and want you to have a good time and learn. At the same time, you never want to sort of get in their way. That doesn't mean you don't ask any questions. And I think if you ask intelligent and well thought out questions in the appropriate setting, I think it could go a long way and really show the doctor that you do, again, care about medicine and you do, you know, understand the field. So I think allowing the physician who you're shadowing to say, hey, do you have any questions? Or, you know, what do you think about that patient interaction? Kind of allowing them to start the conversation. And then you, as the student, really making sure you take up the conversation. And don't say, no, I have no questions. I understood everything. Because obviously you didn't. You know, that's why you have to go through medical school and residency and fellowship to understand what's going on in a patient. So ask the questions. I mean, if the physician is able to, has the time and says, hey, you know, do you have any questions about what we just saw? Ask the questions. And remember, they don't always have to be medically related either. And what I mean by that is sometimes the most intelligent questions and the most interesting questions are things that are not about what the patient's symptomatology was or what the prescription that the doctor wrote, but more so something like, hey, you know, I noticed that this patient doesn't have any insurance. How do you guys handle patients who don't have any insurance? Something like that. I mean, that really shows that you're actually engaged in not just this patient has a cough, here's the medication for it, but really engaged in the entire healthcare profession, which is what we want to see from an admissions committee's perspective. We want to see people who are really interested in all of medicine, really interested in not just what they see on TV and think that a doctor-patient interaction is this quick thing that solves all problems. It obviously goes way beyond that. So those are some of the things that I think students can do in order to shadow physicians in a sort of get the most out of their shadowing experience. I also think that there's a little bit of a difference doing it in a foreign country versus doing it in the States. I think there's an incredible opportunity in a foreign country to witness and compare and contrast how doctors in that country and patients in that country interact versus how doctors and patients interact in the United States. And I think if you can, as a student, kind of really keenly observe that and be able to pick out the differences, it could go a long way in when you eventually talk about this experience, let's say in an interview, or talk about it on a secondary application or your personal statement. So keep an eye out for that as well. You know, understand how a patient in Peru and a physician in Peru may interact differently, and their relationship may be different than somebody in inner city New York or rural Kansas. You know, I mean, I think all of those have different personalities and different potentials for their interactions.
And how would you distinguish those then in something written?
Yeah, so, you know, distinguishing them in something written is always the next challenge that a student who's had a good shadowing opportunity has to partake in. They have to eventually put it on paper, right? And that's one of the hardest things to do is take an experience, especially an experience that's maybe not as concrete. So I'm saying, hey, I want you to kind of observe these different interactions. That's not necessarily a concrete thing to observe. You got to think about that on a second order. So how do you put that into paper? Well, I think you can put it onto paper in a number of ways. You know, let's say the question now asks you about healthcare disparities. I think you can bring up, hey, you know, I saw a patient in Peru who hadn't seen a doctor in, you know, 40 years and ended up at the village clinic because we were having a clinic, and kind of tell the story that way, right? That would be different than probably a patient in the States who may see their doctor every single year and who may interact with the healthcare system multiple times a year and go to the emergency room and go to their primary care doctor. So observing those differences and putting them on paper, depending what the question is, will allow you to really stand out when it comes to talking about the experience you've had.
Yeah, that makes sense. In your professional experience, what impact have you seen fluency in a secondary language having on the medical profession?
Oh, I think fluency in a secondary language could be huge. Just the other day, actually, I am not fluent in Spanish. I'll have to admit I'm not very good at Spanish. but it could be huge if I was. Just the other day, I had two patients who were in my procedural suite who I was doing procedures on, and we ended up getting an interpreter in the room to help explain the procedure. So I do a lot of interventional procedures in patients who are awake, but they, you know, it's obviously they're not completely asleep, they're awake, and we do small procedures or sometimes big procedures on them. And so, for instance, I was putting in a central venous line in a patient, and it would have been extremely helpful if I could have communicated with the patient fluently and kind of explained to her the procedure, explained to her the steps as I was taking them. I think it would have put the patient at incredible ease while I was doing it. Instead, I had to, of course, rely on somebody else to do that. And I think there's always a little bit of a disconnect when you do that. You know, if I give you some lidocaine here, or you might feel some pressure while I put this tube in, and then that translates to the translator who then tells it to the patient, and the patient responds to the translator and then back to me, it kind of ruins the flow of things. Whereas if I could converse fluently in Spanish with the patient, that would be great for both during the procedure, before the procedure, after the procedure. And I think the connection that you make with a patient is huge. You know, I mean, I do speak a tiny, 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 tiny bit of Spanish, enough to say, hi, my name is Dr. So-and-so. And just saying that to a patient, you can always see sort of the ease that comes over their face the minute somebody speaks in the language that they're used to speaking. You know, it's so incredible. You see this patient who's extremely nervous, and you just say, hola, ¿cómo estás? And they all of a sudden, you know, light up and say, oh, thank God, you know, I'm with somebody who could speak my language, et cetera. It makes a big difference. It makes a huge difference in patient comfort, patient satisfaction, and it also obviously would make a huge difference for the physician in treating the patient correctly.
Mm-hmm. How does medical shadowing during your undergraduate years give a snapshot of what's to come for, you know, once you're in medical school?
Well, you know, one of the things that is a little bit tough is that shadowing obviously just gives you that tiny little snapshot of this one person on this one day. So what I do on a day-to-day basis, which are, you know, minimally invasive surgeries, versus what a primary care physician does, versus what a pathologist does, versus what a neurosurgeon does, is so completely different. You know, I mean, yes, we're all doctors, but we're all doctors in completely different ways, and our day-to-days are so different. And so I feel like getting experience as an undergrad actually really helps you when you get to the med school level. Because if you've had this experience, let's say shadowing a primary care doctor, then when you go in and now are in your surgery rotation, you can compare and contrast for yourself. Hey, do I like primary care or do I like surgery? I remember seeing the primary care doctor and what he was doing on a day-to-day basis. Now I'm seeing this subspecialist surgeon or this interventional radiologist or this cardiologist doing what he or she does on an everyday level. This is what I like, or the other thing is what I like. Gaining exposure across the board early on is extremely great to do, because it really allows you as a student to explore different career opportunities within medicine. You know, I mean, just becoming a doctor is just a stepping stone. There's so much more that you can do, or there's so much more, so many more decisions that you'll have to make in terms of what type of physician you want to be, that having that early exposure as an undergrad will only help you. It also helps, I think, if you potentially want to go into a competitive subspecialty, to know that early on. So if you come in having shadowed a ENT or an orthopedic surgeon or a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon, you know, some of these competitive specialties as an undergrad, and you know that from day one as a med student that that's what you want to do because you've had experience seeing that, then you can really tailor your first 2 years of medical school towards that. Whereas if you don't have that, then it's a little tougher because sometimes the earliest that you will get clinical exposure in medical school is your second year, your third year, and sometimes that makes it a little harder to match into one of these competitive specialties.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. In closing, can you tell us a little bit more about your company, Med School Coach?
Yeah, so, you know, Med School Coach is a team of physicians. We're all physician advisors. We all have admissions committee experience. We've all basically seen both sides of the application. So many of us were applicants, or all of us were applicants at some point, as we're all doctors. And we went through the process, and we seen kind of from the other side as well. So we sat on admissions committees and evaluated students and said, yeah, you know, this student should get in, this student shouldn't get in. Utilizing that experience, we now help our students who come to us for our services get into med school. And so that might mean writing a great personal statement, applying to the right places, thinking about backup planning, interviewing well, and doing practice interviews with them. So we do all kinds of what's basically the broad category of medical school admissions consulting, helping our students maximize their application, helping our students put the experiences they have on paper in a way that hopefully will separate them from the next student, because that's, at the end of the day, what you have to do. There are a lot of students with 5-10 MCAT scores or higher, and there are a lot of students with 3.7 GPAs and higher, but only a small percentage of those people may get into med school, and it's really the application that ends up making the difference there. And so we maximize that application. We help you maximize that application with our physician advisors.
And do you do that around the U.S., or is that more like location specific to where you are?
We do it everywhere across the United States. So we work with students and actually across Canada, across the world, really. We have advisors across the globe. We work with 99% of our students totally virtually, so we never actually meet them in person, but we do everything online via Skype, via email, via telephone, and it's worked very well. We've helped about 8,000 students at this point, so we've done a ton, and we continue to grow every single year and really help our students get into med school and get into the best schools that they can.
Excellent. Is there anything you want to share in closing?
Well, I would say, you know, for those of you who are going abroad or thinking about going abroad, it is a great opportunity to really understand and learn about medicine in a different country. Take the opportunity, and what I mean by take the opportunity is really, you know, open your eyes, as we've talked about, get the most out of your shadowing experience, and I think eventually you'll be able to put that in your application, and it'll look great. Never go into the experience, though, thinking I'm doing this for my application. I think go into the experience saying I'm doing this for myself to learn more, and you'll get much more out of it than saying, hey, I'm going to just put this on my application. That's not what it's about at the end of the day. Sure, it'll help you, but I want you to go in and hopefully say, yeah, you know what, this is something that I think is really cool. I think it's great to help take care of patients who may not otherwise have access to care. Go in with that mindset, and you're gonna come out a much better person and a much better applicant.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.